You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore. I'd like to help you, Doctor, if I really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting people roaring. I'd like to give the information, asking for love, but blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise. And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear. Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show, where we are freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we have a really good show for you tonight. In the first hour, we're going to be joined momentarily by Bob Griswold from Ready Made Resources, and we're going to talk about a whole lot of things, including what's going on in my little area of the world called Whitman, Arizona. And you're not going to believe what you're going to hear. And then Bob's also going to lay on us a little bit about what you're going to need to bug out, be aware of your surroundings, and so forth. Really cool stuff. Excuse me. Second hour, Gary Haven's going to join us, the producer of Marageddon. Gary has now arranged for Marageddon to be released on DVD. And you can get your copy by going up to thecommonsenseshow.com and clicking that on, that icon on with the Marageddon DVD. It's there. It'll take you right to your ordering form and what you need to do. And I think that you're going to be really happy because I've been deluged from day one. Dave, when are they going to come to our neighborhood? Well, they didn't get to every neighborhood. They got to a lot of them, but not to every one of them. But you're going to want to pay attention to that. And in the third hour, Dr. Ted Brower is back. And we're going to be talking about a myriad of current event issues, some really fascinating stuff. Some of the things he actually got into on Doug Hagman's show on Friday night, really interesting stuff. And in the third hour, we have a huge announcement for the show. We have a programming change coming up, and you're going to want to stay tuned for that in the third hour, and it's going to knock your socks off, trust me. Well, before we get started, let me just mention that this hour is sponsored by Ready Made Resources. Speaking of Bob Griswold, and you want anything that's related to prepping, Bob Griswold, Ready Made Resources is your place, whether it's water purification and safety, whether it's night vision, and he's got the best night vision equipment out there with the best prices. I'm going to let Bob tell you about it when he's on. But anyway, readymaderesources.com is the website to visit. Bob will give you out all the contact information. Also, I wanted to mention to you, too, that we're brought to you this hour by Numana, as in Numana Foods, and they are preparing America to survive one meal at a time. I have to tell you, folks, if the economy goes down, food shipment stops. Your just-in-time delivery, well, how long do you think your food's going to last? A day, maybe, if you're lucky. We'll ask Bob that question. But that's why I'm proud to be affiliated with Numana, because they're helping America prepare to be independent, and you won't need to report to the FEMA camp to get your food. And if you don't think they'll use food as a weapon, think again. The website to visit to check out the great product line is numana.com/Hodges. Again, numana.com/Hodges. And one final announcement. Oh boy, this is amazing. I wrote an article yesterday. I released it yesterday about how I got started in broadcasting, but that wasn't the point. The point of the article was what my small community of 300 families spread out over several hundred square miles. We took on the New World Order starting about 13 years ago, and about 2008, 2009, we were able to declare victory. And it was a long struggle, and they're not done with us by any means. But anyway, I thought there were lessons learned from our struggle that I could share with the nation and say, we could do some of this stuff on a national level. Well, Facebook didn't want me sharing activism, so they banned me. So in that spirit, I'm happy again to recommend, as I do every week, Scene.life, the non-hassle, non-censorship, just exciting social media site. go to scene.life, sign up. We've got a whole new tech team. All the bugs have been worked out, and we're growing like crazy. I think we're approaching 150,000 now. So get on up there after the show, scene.life, and let it become your social media site so we don't have to worry about internet censorship. Well, anyway, let's get to our first guest, Bob Griswold, the owner, founder, readymaderesources.com, and I don't think there is a better prepping site on the net to find out what you need. And I get overwhelmed every time I go, wow, I didn't think of that. Oh, I didn't think of that either. Bob, stop confusing me, but welcome to the show.
You know, Dave, as you were talking about food, I'm going to read a quote again. I think I've read it once before on your program. And I want people to really sober up when they listen to this quote, because this is factual. And it just didn't have, it just, this is not just one historical event where hunger drove people. This is happening today. We see it happening many places on the planet, but it is going to happen in the United States. And when it happens, you will have two choices or a couple of choices. One, you can starve. You can sell your children, sell your wife. That's not very polite to say, but that happens. You can go to the FEMA camp. You know, the FEMA camp will be the Roach Motel. They go in, but you don't go out. Or you can prepare. So listen to this quote. Now, and I want this soberness of it to really set in with people, because when you get hungry, you will do everything. The question I ask mothers, and there's a lot of mothers listening right now, I'm sure, and I want to be delicate, Dave. I don't want to be crude or rude, but I want to ask the mothers out there, when your little child says these words, "Mommy, I'm hungry," what are you prepared to do to feed that child? And Dave, I sincerely pray that God opens the eyes of every mother and father out there at those words, "Mommy, I'm hungry," that we never have to be in that position. God is merciful. He's giving us this window of opportunity to prepare. If you ignore the preparation, if Noah had ignored the building of the ark, like many that did not prepare or listen to Noah's warning, they were looking for driftwood, and really they would do anything. They were climbing on their neighbor's backs as the water came up just to get that one last breath of air. So here's the quote. It's out of the book, The Savage Continent, and it talks about what happens in Italy once the collapse of the government had taken place and the Allies had not been quick enough to get in there, and even when they did, they exploited. But here it is. In the whole list of sordid human vices, I think none were overlooked in Naples during those first few months. What we were witnessing, in fact, was the moral collapse of a people. They had no pride anymore, nor any dignity. The animal struggle for existence governed everything. Food, that was the only thing that mattered. Food for the children, food for yourself, food at any cost, at any abasement or depravity. And after that, a little warmth and shelter. And it actually does go on later in this chapter and talk about how husbands did send their wives and little girls out to get just little pittances of food to trade for the one commodity they did have. And I think we all know what that is, and it goes without saying. Husband, mother, if you think the United States is any different than that, keep in mind that Italy and Germany were probably the two most highly evolved civilizations that we know of. The greatest of the artist, the greatest of literature, the greatest of science, you name it, came out of those two countries. And after they rejected God, sounds familiar, after they rejected God and turned their back on Him and judgment was brought to bear on their nation, fathers were sending their 10-year-old girls out to prostitute themselves to bring home just one little piece of food. Do I think that's coming to America? Dave, I have to say, I absolutely do. It's, as Billy Graham said one time, if God doesn't judge America, he's going to have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. So when you hear these food commercials and food advertisements, we really need to be taking them seriously. We're on a prepper network, so you probably hear a plethora of people mentioning food or mentioning this or mentioning that. And it really can become numb at times to people listening to it over and over and over again. We just get a bias to it, and well, that's the commercial, whatever. But listen to those words. Mommy, I'm hungry. And if you don't think you're going to hear those words, I have serious news for you. You are. If you're a parent, you are. If you're a grandparent, you are. Maybe from your children and grandchildren. So I just warn people, get ready. Take the warnings that you're going to hear this evening, that you've heard on Dave's show week in and week out. Take them seriously. And people say, well, how do you know for sure? I know for sure because I know that God is just. And we are a nation that the law of God can be broken. We're on steroids doing it. We're breaking God's law and violating it in every manner we can conceive of. We're probably inventing new ones. So take the warnings very seriously. And I say this as a father. I say this as a husband and a grandfather. Take these warnings seriously. Do not let these advertisements or for food or water filters or whatever just go by because you've heard it 100 times. Take it seriously. And keep in mind that not all these food supplies are the same. You will need a minimum of 2,000 calories a day, Dave. When we go into an 18th century environment that's post-electricity, post-gasoline, you're going to need at least 2,000 calories a day. If you're a young man splitting firewood and doing heavy labor, you're going to need up to 4,000 calories a day. Plan according, because if you're planning a year and you've got 2,000 calories and you're going to be doing heavy labor, you're going to run out of food. Plan accordingly. Think it through. Think through the problem. Make sure you understand the dynamic of which you're going to face yourself, find yourself facing, and be ready.
Well,
you're
absolutely right. You're absolutely right, Bob. We're seeing intrusions into our areas. I mean, let me just go over one, and then I'll talk about mine very quickly. We had Christina Saro on from La Junta, Colorado, two or three weeks ago, and she was on in the last half hour of the show. It was really clear from all the evidence she presented, and I since turned it into YouTube, that she's got a FEMA camp being built in her town, and she sent me new stuff. Tanks coming by the town, congregating outside the city limits. She sent me stuff yesterday on this. It's crazy. La Junta gets less than 10,000 people. It's a mile east of Pueblo on Highway 50. There's no reason for them to be having that there, except they're going to put people there who don't fit in with what they want people to believe and do. But, you know, Bob, as we talked about earlier today, let me just share this with the listening audience, and I think it's a good lead-in for where we're going to go with the importance of certain kind of maps and when you're bugging out. Where I live is in the middle of absolutely nowhere. You literally have to go, 11 miles to the nearest gas station, but that is so overpriced. You really got to go 15. And there's one greasy spoon bar that I wouldn't darken the door of, and that's about 9 miles away. And everything else is about 15 miles away. I mean, we're in the middle of nowhere. We're on a two-lane road.
You're in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, yeah, I like the middle of nowhere. But, I mean, we got 300 families out here scattered out over entire areas. But I'll tell you, it was 13 years ago, John McCain and the Central American Free Trade Agreement and the Canamex Highway System, they all wanted a piece of us, and they wanted us off our land without payment. They wanted the water under our feet. We have the largest underground water aquifer in Arizona. And what they weren't expecting, and what they didn't really realize, is the people that had moved in there in the previous 6 months when they started pulling their crap on us, we were a pretty well-educated group. A lot of small business owners, engineers. We have smart, smart people out here in our immediate area. And prior to this new growth, the combined income of a family in our area, unfortunately, was pretty low. It was about $12,000 according to the census. And they thought they were just going to run right over us. And we fought them for quite some time, and we eventually beat them. But there is something else going on in our area, Bob, and I want to lay this out for the audience to get your reaction. Last December, I'm coming back on a crossroad to our main road to my house, And I got caught behind three cars, and it was rush hour traffic for us. It was come home, 5:30. And what I saw was a convoy of three military trucks. And I, excuse me, I couldn't catch up to them. Because the only time of day when there's any traffic, and I couldn't pass because traffic was coming back the same other way. Well, they went out to this place called the Toyota Proving Grounds, which dead ends from our road. And it's massive. It's well guarded. It's almost... It's bizarre. It's like the Twilight Zone when you go out there. And they supposedly test Toyotas, but they're doing more than testing Toyotas. Well, anyway, this convoy entered Toyota, and before I could get up where I could see them, they were probably about a half a mile in. That's not a good picture on a cell phone. Well, my neighbor across the street, who listens to the show, he got a picture of military Humvees going that same direction 2 weeks ago. And for the last 6 weeks, we have had concrete trucks, and I mean the huge variety. Nothing you would have out here to build a single-family house. And remember, we really don't have any businesses out here. And they're huge type going to Toyota, and they're going there 24/7. And one of my neighbors went out there to scout it out, because you can't get too close because they run you off. But he sat there with his wife, and he counted, I think he said, 27 trucks coming out at night. And I've seen trucks going in there at night. And they go in with the concrete, and they come out with the dirt. And this is what's getting my attention. So there's military activity, there's excavation activity, and here's what happened to my neighbor. After he sat there and noted the departures of these large trucks, a tinted-out SUV followed he and his wife all the way home. Now, that's not normal behavior for a Toyota location. There's something going on there, Bob, and just, you know, and I got an email today from someone in Montana that knows people on the inside, Canamex and so forth, and they say they're coming back after us, but they wouldn't need the military to come after us and force us off our property without compensation, would they? There's something else going on. Don't you agree?
Well, Dave, let's take a step back here. You know, we were talking before the program. You know, there's a sentence I just read, and it's called, in this time in history which we're living, it's 1860 and 1913 at the same time. And what that statement is making is that it's civil war and global war coming upon us at the same time. Let that sink in for just a moment. How catastrophic the civil war was, 500,000 people dead. And the First Great War, which I think was 17, 18 million people dead, but both of them are going to come upon us at the same time. So it is going to be catastrophic. So here you have a government that is doing, and on top of that, you have a government, they know what they're doing. They know this Black Lives Matter is an insurrectionist movement. They are, when these people are doing what they're doing, they are observing strengths of the law enforcement. They're observing weapons, and not necessarily the people doing the rioting, but the people that are behind it. They're seeing what kind of response they can have, if they can counter the response. So it's an intel gathering mission for those that are seeking the destruction of the United States. So we have that. We have these globalists that have opened our border. We have these globalists that have destroyed our money. We have these globalists that are pushing a Marxist theory upon us and forcing it down our throats that we don't want. And so if we take and look at history from all of this, we understand that there's going to be great upheaval in the United States. Now, Dave, if you don't think, if anybody out there doubts that the government is not planning to deal with massive insurrection, then I think that they are being extremely naive. So let's first get to first base. The government, by its own nature of self-preservation, is going to have to build places where they can throw people that they don't want. Because I know a lot of people deny the FEMA camp thing or the camps where they do this. They deny it. And so get to first base. The FEMA camps are being built. They are. The government is going to find a place to house us, the undesirables, when the time comes. Now, the second base is, you know, where are they building them? And, you know, that we can probably understand. I would say, Dave, if there's a massive secrecy around this, there's a good chance the government is doing something that would scare the bejeebers out of people if they knew what was going on there. And so, lots of rock would be needed. The gravel would be needed for building some unsubterranean structure because you have to have to drain the water away. So we're faced with potential that the government at least doesn't want us knowing what's going on there. And that should really concern everyone. So if they're doing massive construction, and again at the same time by intimidation that they intimidated that fellow you talked about, they don't want you to know what's going on there. You know, like I said, I'd be concerned. I'd be very concerned.
Well, because the military activity. I mean, you got military activity on a Toyota proving ground. And they are so secret out there. And by the way, these trucks have been going in and out 24/7 for 2 months now.
Yeah. So you think of it, we live in a country today that half of America hates the other half of America.
Yeah, that's true. Thanks to George Soros and the media.
Yes, I mean, whatever side of the half you're on, you hate the other half. And so we're in a fine fix. Now the government knows this. They've done this on purpose. This has not been something that is like, whoa, we didn't expect that result. They knew what result they're getting, and so because they're doing that, because we see these Black Lives Matters. I mean, most 80% of those people that were doing the Black Lives Matter thing were out of state thugs that just came in for hire, to disrupt and burn loot. So there was nothing about social justice there. Looting and stealing TV sets is nothing about social justice. Picking white people up off the street and just beating them up is nothing about social justice there. It's all about creating an environment where civilization breaks down, law of order breaks down, and they can swoop in and take away the desirables, because at that point, anybody the government hauls away and they can restore some semblance of peace, most of the population began to say, good riddance, I'm glad to get rid of you, whether they're good, bad, or innocent, whatever.
Yeah, that's my take on it, David. Unfortunately, I agree with you. I mean, you don't think if they're building a FEMA camp out there, they know who I am, do you? Do you think they know who I am?
Not at all.
Yeah, thanks, Bob.
I'll play the mainstream news media to you, Dave. Everything's fine. You're okay. There's just construction project going on out there. You know, that's what the mainstream media does. I mean, you just look, Dave. If you look at this most recent terrorist attack in this mall, I mean, if I was Hispanic, I'd really be upset at the mainstream news media right now, because when they came out and said he looks Hispanic, they knew what they were doing. They knew they were trying to, you know, cast away doubt that this guy was sometime tied to Islam, and everybody knew he was, but the media and their wickedness tried to deceive the American people by saying he looks Hispanic. They knew exactly he was a terrorist. They knew exactly that he was a Muslim terrorist. And so, if you want to listen to the mainstream news media, and, you know, there'll be an explanation that comes out for this thing, that everything's fine, there's just a little construction project going on. Don't believe it. It is. It is 1860 and 1913 at the same time, Dave. That's going to be my new line. If we are facing civil and global war at the same time.
You know what we always said to each other out here, and this is when we were fighting our battle, and we said, you know, when the day comes, and the day meant FEMA camps and this and that, and we saw the takeover happening. I mean, we learned about the North American Union from this event way back at the beginning of the century. And our people out here are aware, they're bright, and they know how to fight. And most of them are extremely well-armed, and they do have a good supply of food on hand. And I kept thinking, we're going to be one tough neighborhood to mess with, but we're so out of the way, it probably won't matter. Oh, boy, am I wrong when I see troops going into Toyota Proving Ground. What are they, proving Toyota tanks now? Are they in the tank business?
Yes. I mean, you know, Steve Quayle just had that article on his website that Camp Lejeune put a battalion on battle ready, and they called off all leave. That was on his website, I think, the day before yesterday. You probably can go and still find it. So, Dave, this thing is coming from so many different directions. They have covered everything so well that this is where the power of God comes in our life to protect us. Because it is going to be catastrophic. The world has seen brutality, and America has been spared. But in America, we're going to see brutality the way the rest of the world has seen it, especially the Christian people. There's a special brutality reserved for them, just as we see it is in the Middle East when they do these horrible things to these Christian people. And again, it just begs the question. You know, you're being warned. God is gracious. Take the time now. Don't sit back. Turn the TV off. You know, I really get so sick of it. You know, I tell people this all the time, where entertainment increases, civilization decreases. And we are such an entertainment-saturated society. Turn that thing off. I don't care who won the last football game or whatever. We are at the precipice of something that is going to be catastrophic for the world and the United States as we know it. It has the potential for being catastrophic for your family, your children, and it is time really to take this very, very seriously and make sure you have got the provisions that you need. I can imagine, you know, thousands of years ago when Noah was finalizing his plans for closing the ark door, which God did, by the way, when the ark door was closed, Noah was making sure he had every last base covered because he knew that that judgment was coming and it was going to be protracted. It was not going to be some short little thing that the economy went through, a minor little recession or even a little bitty depression, and everybody came back and played happy. The world is out of money. The world is bankrupt. The world is morally bankrupt. We see these wars and rumors of wars. We just see these catastrophic events looming on the horizon, and we want to ignore them. America wants to ignore them, and that's what the entertainment industry is there to do. It numbs us to the reality of things, and that's why I read that article earlier, Dave, about what people did for food. Even preppers, even people that know what's going on, we can become numb to the fact of what is really going to happen when this event transpires. And it's never going to be the same. We have to keep in mind, what does the UN want? They want 500 million people in the world. That's reducing world population by 7 billion people. They have plans to implement this. It's going to be done multifaceted, but the question you have is, what do you want for you and your posterity? Do you want your children to be the ones that come through this that can carry the message of freedom and liberty, the love of God, the Bible, all the things that we cherish as Christian people and patriots? Do you want your children to be the ones that carry that message forward, or do you want that candle to be extinguished? You know, for me, I want to inspire as many people as I can, people of good moral conscience, Christian people, to get ready for what is coming. Because I'm telling you, Dave, I just know it in my spirit. I know it because I believe that God's word, he will rain judgment down on the nations that revolt against him. We are facing a catastrophic judgment in this nation that is going to shake people to the core of their being. And I'll make this bold statement. The New World Order isn't going to have to murder many of them, because many of them aren't going to be able to handle it, and they're just going to put a gun to their head and end it. That's a bold statement, I know, and it's a very graphic statement, I know, but I do believe it, because we have, I believe what Clint Eastwood said, we have the pussy generation. They can't handle anything. There's safe spaces and all the things that they want. So my encouragement to people today is, you know, make sure you're connected with God. Make sure you're hearing from him. And really, again, put your preps in serious, serious mode, because we're at the door of this thing. We have Russia massing troops. We're provoking China. China's provoking us. We see North Korea. This guy in North Korea, I don't know what to make of him except that he's crazy. You know, he feeds his relatives to dogs. I mean, he throws them to the dog and lets the dogs tear them apart. He's actually done that. We see we've just transferred billions of dollars to Iran. For what purpose? I mean, the insanity of what we're doing, it is. I'm sure you've probably watched the movie Idiocracy, Dave.
Oh, yeah.
The director of that movie just came out and said, I didn't expect it to turn from entertainment into a documentary so quick.
It's funny, but it's sad. It's true.
It's sad. That's what he said. I mean, it's not a comedy anymore. It's a documentary. And so, again, just, you know, get your preps in order. You know, I'm very, very big on operational security, situational awareness, knowing what's going on around you. And if it's okay, I want to mention we'll be put together for people. You know, one of the things I have for my property is, if you go to the USGC, United States Geological Survey, you can get what are called 7.5-minute maps. Those are the most detailed maps the USGC makes. very detailed. All the topographical elevations are on them. All roads, railroads, bodies of water, lakes, rivers, and streams. Major structures are on them. And you'll be one quadrangle in that. There's 9 maps that you need to get. There's the one that's your property and the 8 that surround it. With those maps, then you can sit there and actually look and see what's going on and plan, knowing what is actually around you. And being that situational awareness of what is around you makes it so much easier to plan a response to anything that will come your way. You know, I have no delusions that I'm going to fight Apache attack helicopters. I mean, if God wants me to survive that, he's going to have to make me survive it. But go back. You know, in this book, The Savage Continent, people's morals completely broke down, Dave. They actually thought it was morally justified. Morally, the moral right thing to do, to steal from their neighbors. That's how twisted it became, that if a neighbor has something, it's my moral obligation to steal it from him. Now, we chuckle at that because it seems so ludicrous and insane to think things like that. But these people were hungry. They were desperate. And so they morally justified it by making it the morally right thing to do. And so, again, you know, the 7.5-minute maps, they can go on our website. If they just type in the search engine, HMAPS for Hodges Maps, HMAPS, H, hotel, like H, and then maps, it'll pull up the thing. We're offering those 9 maps. Those 9 7.5-minute maps and some water seals, so you can water seal the maps, shipping and everything for people that want them. And unless otherwise stated, I want to make this really clear, we are going to use the address that you put down as the center address for the center map, and then work the other 8 around it. But again, if anybody who's listened to me regularly, I am a very, very big proponent of situational awareness and being able to plan and fight asymmetrically compared to what everybody else around you is going to be able to do. I did use the fight word, and I take that very seriously because as a Christian person, I'm obligated to seek peace and pursue it in every manner that I can. But it will escape us one day. If you don't believe me, just read testimony after testimony of Christian men in the Middle East that have had to defend their families from butchery. So, you know, you can look at that and make plans, and then if something does happen, you can look at the lay of the land and have a better response plan for it. So I would recommend people do that. I have them for my own property, and anybody I know that's a friend of mine, close to me, would have them for their property. So, again, they're U.S. Geological Survey maps, and they can find it on our website at HMAPS. And it'll pull it up.
You know, someone just wrote to me and said, you went over that so fast, I didn't understand how these maps work. So can we go back and break that down step by step?
Okay, well, a 7.5-minute map is the most detailed. It's a very close-in map, 7,500 meters. And so you're going to get a map that's about 2 feet by 3 feet. You're going to get 9 of those. There's a picture of my quadrangles on the website, and then there's a picture of an individual map. You can lay those all out. If you have a nice wall, if you have a situation room or a spare bedroom in your house, you can actually lay them out in the bedroom, post pin them to the wall. And that way, when something happens, you'll be able to look at the lay of the land around you and plan accordingly, knowing, you know, even if you run out of water, you can say, well, there's a body of water over here. There's a railroad track over here. There's road. There's a structure here. This mountain is really steep because it does give elevation readings. So, you know, the typical topographical elevation readings. So if you're so inclined that you think that you will have to and sometimes defend your property, you will want to be able to know what's surrounding you. And I can tell you the price we have on it's a very, very good deal. I don't think you can do it better yourself. But HMAPS. So there'll be 9 maps. Each map is about 3 feet by 2 feet. And they're, again, highly detailed maps of what would be your surrounding area. And I'll say again, we will use your address that you put on the order as the center map so that the other 8 that surround it, you'll be in the center of it all. So make sure you get your address correct. But this is something I strongly recommend everyone has. Due to the nature of it, it's expensive. It's an ordering process and research to do each person's maps. We ask it to be allowed for 3 weeks for delivery because there's a lot of work putting it together. But again, I would strongly recommend that. It gives you a sense of situational awareness of your lay of your land around you, that if you do not have it, I think you're going to find yourself in a position that you do wish you did have it. Same thing with night vision. You know, it's a force multiplier that gives you the ability to be the person who comes out on top in a situation where violence is going to happen. I want my children to be the ones that survive and that are fed and so forth. As a Christian, I do have a Christian duty to help feed people. And people always ask me that, David. I'm going to segue here just for a second. I'm not going to put a big sign out in front of my house saying, you know, I'm a Christian, I'll feed everybody. That would be foolishness to do that. You want to maintain operational security with your food. But if I know of a family that's in need, I might sneak over there at night and leave some food on their, you know, doorstep. That I can do. So, but you know, that's a different topic for a different day. So again, knowing the lay of the land, Dave, is absolutely essential. I have them for my property. I know what's around me. I can look and say, you know, I can divide the property into quadrants. I can subdivide it. So instead of saying, meet me over by the water tower, you know, off whatever road, I can say, meet me at Zulu 6. And, you know, nobody knows what that is except for you and your friends.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it's a requirement for bugging out if you anticipate having to bug out sometime.
Well, it would be a requirement for bugging out, or if you had somebody bugging in, you could tell them an avenue of approach. If you had friends, say like you had parents or siblings that were trying to get to your property and you were the one with a bug out location, you can say, this is how you approach me. This is a safe way to approach me. And you make sure they understand that, and possibly even get them a set of maps so that they understand how to come and get into your property. Again, it's fairly inexpensive for what you're getting, and for me, the maps are absolutely indispensable. You can go to the USGC and download them for free if you want. They're about half the resolution, but again, then you're faced with the fact that computers are going to fail, and if you print it out on a little piece of paper, standard computer paper, it's not going to be the details going to get quickly blended. Each of these maps, again, is about 2 foot by 3 foot.
Is it something the military uses for...
Absolutely. Yeah, they'd take these maps and divide them into quadrants, sectors, everything. So that is how they would do it. They would never call in and give a physical address to anything. They would have it divided up. And nice thing is, you can change them. If you laminate them, you can actually change the coordinates back and forth. That's another thing people need to look at too. We've talked a lot about radio, Dave. I challenge people to go online. You know, there is a code that's absolutely unbreakable. It's called a one-time pad code. Anybody in the military probably knows what I'm talking about. It's where you assign numbers to the alphabet, and every day you use a different pad, and those pads change daily. It's mathematically impossible to break the code. So that's something else they might want to look into. There's a couple really good YouTubes on one-time pad codes. And so if you are faced with that, with people, friends, whatever, coming to your property, you can talk to them and send them messages. It just sounds like a bunch of numbers, 15, 18, 36, 42, you know, it's sort of like the lottery, you know. But and they can take that on their end, they decipher it, and you tell them, you give them a complete message. And NSA can't break that code.
Well, it's something we need, and it's something I've not really considered before. And, you know, I kind of thought I would just get my grab-and-go pneumonic bucket and run like heck with my gun and my family in tow. That's how I envision bugging out.
Running like that is generally it's not conducive to survival. Planning ahead is very conducive to survival. Noah planned. Joseph planned. Joseph, the biblical Joseph, who planned for 7 years to store wheat ahead so he could have food for his family and his nation. Again, this is why I tell people the mercy of God right now. We should have been judged. We should be toast by now for the things we've done. But God is merciful, and He's giving us time to prepare. He's giving His people time to hear His voice and to get ready, first and foremost, to get their relationship right with Him, and second of all, to make physical preparations. Because, week in and week out, I'm just a little voice, Dave. But you hear some of the, you've heard Steve for 20 years now, telling feeling that God is bringing judgment on this nation, and it's going to be catastrophic beyond what we can even conceive. And so God's people and people of good report are going to get ready. They're going to do it.
There's so much to think about. I'm overwhelmed. Let me tell you what I did a couple of weeks ago, and I don't think I ever told you about this. I went to your website just to peruse it. It's kind of a mental inventory, an informal inventory about how I'm doing. And 90 minutes later, I realized, well, I better hope this part doesn't happen, and I better hope this doesn't happen. I'm kind of ready for this, and I'm kind of ready for that. But there were a lot of holes in my preparation. And that was I was on your website for a good hour and a half. And I have to tell you, Bob, I don't think I finished.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, Dave, I haven't finished. You know, Noah finished the day God closed the door. And that's comforting because, you know, as believers, we know that he knows our pace. He knows, he knows there's people that are very, as I would use the word, poor, that don't have a lot of money, and other people that have a lot of money. And so he knows everyone's ability to prepare. It might be just a can of extra tuna at the grocery store every week, and it might be somebody that can do a lot. Now, we don't know in the providence of things what God can use that person who's taken a lot and feed the person who can only take a can of tuna in. You know, we just have to trust that we are doing what we do to the ability we can do it. God didn't tell Noah he had to get it done 50 years. It took him 100 years. He didn't tell Joseph, well, he had to get all the food stored in 3 years, even though it would be 7 years before the drought hit. He gave them time. My fear, Dave, is that most Americans today are sitting there watching some type of absolute mental insanity with a bunch of people, overpaid people, running a ball up and down a field or dribbling it or throwing it or hitting it, clubbing it, whatever they do to it, or watching some other foolishness on TV. And they're not, as the Bible tells us, redeeming the time. In fact, it says, redeem the time, for the days are wicked. And so that was written a long time ago, but it is more applicable to our day now as we see these days of wickedness draw near to us. I would just encourage people to turn the foolishness off. Disconnect from the foolishness, the things that distract you, that tomorrow morning the world will not shatter if team A or team B, whoever, which one wins or loses. If your family is compromised with not enough food, not the ability to defend itself, not the ability to procure clean drinking water, doesn't have the ability to talk with each other, those will be catastrophic events. And so, again, I go back to the mercy of God, that he's merciful, that his patience is long-suffering, and he is giving his people time now to get ready. Because, again, I'm going to go back to the original statement, Dave, and I believe this statement, it just struck a chord in my heart, and I think you said it did to you also. It's 1860, and it's 1913. Civil and global war simultaneously.
You know, I said for years, my mantra was, false flag to martial law, there'll be insurrection, so there's the version of civil war, and then World War III, the depopulation instrument of all time. And I do agree with you, they're all in proximity to each other. All these things are happening in proximity to each other. There are clearly war preparations going on. There are clearly martial law preparations going on. But do you think that martial law will happen before, or do you really think it'll happen on almost the same day?
You know, in this country, Dave, I really am amazed at the mercy of God that we've been extended, that we have not had some type of catastrophic event happen to us at this point. I was listening to Rick Wiles a few months ago, and he said, you know, if America was serving God, I wouldn't fear the Soviets or the Iranian nuclear weapons. God would protect us. Well, we're not there anymore. We're not serving God anymore. It's time to be concerned about those types of weapons. And you let one major event like that happen, Dave, it could be, nobody expected on 9/10, 9/11 was going to happen. So it could be 9/26, that's tomorrow, that we have an event. If that event happens tomorrow, your preps are ended. because it, I mean, if it's a catastrophic enough event, your preps will be ended. The government will go into save itself mode, and that brings a multiplicity of things: anti-hoarding laws. I mean, maybe the abolishment of cash, great restriction to cash, rationing, rounding up. I mean, they've never done that before. Just go ask the Japanese. You know, innocent people. I mean, they were innocent. I mean, they were patriots. They were just of Japanese origin. They rounded them up and threw them in a FEMA camp. They didn't call it a FEMA camp back then, but that's what they did. So they will do it. And anybody thinks that they don't have these camps or ability to put these camps into play very quickly is historically naive. I mean, they did it to the Japanese. They put the Indians on reservations. I mean, it's containing those undesirables you do not want to have roaming around free. We've done it quite a few times, actually.
That would be you, Bob. See, I'm okay. I'll acquiesce, but that would be you.
Yeah, let's play mainstream news media right now and console each other and tell each other, it's fine. You know, it's all fine.
The bubblehead of bleach blondes.
I got to
ask you. Go ahead.
Patrick Henry, in his Give Me Liberty and Give Me Death speech, and I recommend everyone go online and read that speech. It's one of the most profound speeches in American history, because all we know of it is Give Me Liberty, Give Me Death. But it was actually a very profound and sobering speech, and Patrick Henry said, I want to know the worst of it so I can prepare. He actually said that. And Dave, he actually said that the song of the siren will not just basically put us to sleep. Now, that's what mainstream news media is. That's what entertainment is. That's what the song of the siren that just puts us to sleep. Everything's fine. I'm okay. You're okay. Tomorrow will be like today. And all of a sudden, he called it that great gale from the north came crashing down upon them, the British Army. And that was their time. Our time, we're facing something different. We're facing a force of wickedness that's unparalleled. And it's only in the salvation that God brings and in his direction for people to get ready for those hard times are we going to find ourselves with the ability to withstand the wickedness coming. I hope I'm really portraying this as serious enough, Dave, because I know something in my spirit is telling me something is seriously wrong right now, and it's not long in the future.
I'm sleeping with the covers over my head tonight, if that's any consolation to what you're saying.
Sleep under the bed, make sure the boogeyman's
on there. Maybe I got to get one of these maps sent to me, FedEx, and I got to maybe go find me a nice little cave. I mean, it worked for Bin Laden for a while, right? So,
the cave we need is in Psalm 91. He will hide me under his wing. He'll protect me. The warrior psalm, you know, that's our main defense is our faith in God. God can deliver me from the jaws of the lion as he delivered Daniel. And that's our hope. That's our hope. That's where we draw our strength. That's why I say, in the end, I win. You know, and so we have great hope. It's not all despair, but there's great despair coming to this world. And if you've not heard the voice of God, I mean, you know, you go back, you look at the prophets. We love to quote Jeremiah. We love to quote Ezekiel. We love to quote Isaiah. But you know, in their days, they were pariahs. When they were writing that stuff, they were pariahs. People were saying, you guys are insane. You're nuts. Get out of here. We don't want to hear this. Put their hands in their ears and went, nanny, nanny, nanny. That's what they did. And, my gosh, that's people do today. They don't want to hear it. But every historical event that we can see that has brought the destruction of nations is happening right here, right now, and it's at end game.
Well, we're definitely at a crossroads in history. I wanted to bring up the subject of the 26th. Have you heard that radio broadcast out of Hoboken, New Jersey, that was stuck on the Trump's, I forget the exact phrase now, Trump's going to go the 26th, Trump's going to go the 26th, demonic sounding voice. I almost thought, is this the Manchurian wake-up call for the assassins? Did you see that? I have that on my website, one of the articles.
Yeah, I have seen it. I'm glad that Donald Trump is allowing himself to be surrounded by ministers that are praying for his safety. I'm sure that there are global forces, New World Order forces, demonic forces that want to see his life ended. They are so close to achieving their goal, they do not want a monkey in the wrench. They don't want that. So I'm glad to see, you know, people are doing that. I just pulled up Patrick Henry's speech. This is what he said. Mr. President, it is natural for man to indulge in the illusions of hope. We are apt to shut our eyes against a painful truth and listen to the song of the siren till she transforms us into beasts. Is this the part of wise men engaged in a great and arduous struggle for liberty? Are we disposed to be of the number of those who, having eyes, see not, having ears, hear not, the things which so nearly concern our temporal salvation? Again, prepping temporal salvation. For my part, whatever anguish of spirit it may cost, I am willing to know the whole truth, to know the worst of it, and to provide for it. God bless you, Patrick Henry.
Yeah, I agree. I want to go back to the 26th comment, though. What did you make of that?
You know, occultic forces always, I think it's rooted in pride, want to announce the wickedness that they're going to do. We see it happening over and over again. I mean, how many tyrants have written books, I'm going to kill all these people, type of books, and then went to, got in power and did exactly what they did. You know, I think it's a form of pride that they think that the Prince of Darkness is going to enable them to do something that will stumble Mr. Trump up. And again, this is where I would pray that my God is mighty and that those plans of that wickedness would be defeated. It not always is defeated, but I pray it is. We see you look, what kind of demented people you have to be to put a brain-dead, lying traitor like Hillary. I mean, they have to drag her into a car because she just whacked out. I mean, this is the person they want versus a person who has successfully run many businesses. You think of it. So they are so close to achieving their goals. I think that they are announcing their desire of ending Mr. Trump's life, which I think, God forbid. But again, if that happens, I think you're gonna. I think if they have to pull that, I don't want to say trigger, but if they pull that lever and that has to happen, they know there's going to be massive blowback in this country, and then I would say it's FEMA camp time.
Unless they kill them both together, because that on September 11th, that station WABC came out with, we start tonight broadcast with the announcement of Hillary Clinton's death. And you know what? If they kill Trump, I agree with you. They're going to have tens of millions of people in the street to contend with, and they don't want to do that. They want the easy way. But if they kill both of them, we can blame ISIS or Russia or whoever, then they're off the hook, at least with most of America, not with you and me, but with most Americans.
Are you saying there'll be a false flag?
Oh, imagine that.
Yeah, imagine that.
I belong in that Toyota Proving Grounds FEMA camp, don't I, with that kind of thinking.
Yeah, well, a lot of people do, but again, Dave, I know we're running out of time here quickly, so I just want to encourage people to really, you know, turn the distractions off. Turn them off. Get in your Bible. Read your Bible. Get your relationship with God where it should be. And then ask the Lord, where do I go from here, Lord? Where do I go from here? What do I do? What's your direction for me? Bring the friends into my life. Because, you know, again, I've mentioned networking on this radio program many, many times. Bring the friends into my life that I need. Bring those people I can trust that are going to be good people of good moral character, that we can network together when this time comes and get to that point. But you're not going to do it hearing a bunch of chatter on TV, whatever the chatter is. It could be sports, entertainment, you know, news, sitcoms, whatever that chatter is. You're not going to hear the voice of God in the midst of that. So I would caution and encourage people to turn off the entertainment, get alone, and then take serious assessment of where you live, what's around you, what I will do if any of the modern conveniences, electricity and gasoline, go off, how will I survive? How will I protect my family? You know, I'm going to be, again, a little graphic, Dave. Sending my daughters out for prostitution does not fit into that category, in my opinion. It doesn't. It's going to happen in droves. It's going to happen in droves. There was an. Did you see that article, Dave, just recently Steve Quayle had on his website? It was documented that up to 2 million young people in America today are using Craigslist and other media saying, if you buy me a meal, I'll go to bed with you. 2 million young people.
Wow. Amazing. It's here. I've written about it. The collapse, the economic collapse is already upon us. You know, Bob, it never fails when I have a guest like you on. Someone is going to screw with me. They're going to screw with the show, as people who've listened to the show for any length of time know. They're going to mess with my communication. So I got my cell phone sitting out here. Sometimes I don't get a chance to do it a lot, but I'll look at emails that come in from people, and maybe they think of something I should be asking, and I want to ask their question. So I'm sitting here looking at my phone. I had to turn it off because someone is just randomly texting me, and it was up to 500 text messages before I shut the phone off. So you people who are going to email me, I probably won't see it. I doubt that I'm going to turn this on until after the show. Absolutely crazy. And yet, not one of the text messages appeared. Just the numbers kept bouncing up and the buzz kept going off. So it never fails, Bob. When you come on, this is the trouble you bring with you.
I'm a troublemaker, huh? Oh,
yeah.
Gosh. You know,
well, look,
Dave,
let me interrupt you, Bob, because I'm looking at the clock here. I got to get in some stuff so people can go look at your website. First of all, I want to return to the maps. That is a cool, cool thing to have. Tell people how they go to your website, how they can find these maps, and then, you know, how they can go about ordering.
Okay, well, they can go to the website simply. Just go to readymaderesources.com. Across the top, you can see some headers, alternate energy, outdoor equipment, homesteading. You have to click one of those. When you click it, then that enters the site. Off to the left-hand side, you're going to see a place that you can enter a code to search a product out. The code is HMAPS, like hotel maps, HMAPS. That'll pull it up. Click on that link, and that'll take you to there. People, I just want to recommend, you know, the night vision and the communication. Dave, I'm here. This is my job, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. I'm here. People have questions on these products. I'll be glad to talk with them and help them out any way I can. But, again, you know, it's serious mode right now. We're in definitely serious mode. Ready-made resources. If they want to call, I'll give them. It's 800-627-3809. 800-627-3809.
Yeah, I've given that out so many times on the show. Yeah, let me tell you, folks, this is the candy land of prepping, only it's no joke. This is something that we need to be ready for. You know, and people just sail along in their daily lives like this is going to go on forever. They think the party's going to extend forever. Well, Bob, we're just about out of time, so I've got to say sayonara, but this has been a riveting 1 hour interview here, and I appreciate you coming on, and I look forward to the next time you come on.
Well, I look forward to listening to Gary, so thank you.
Okay, sounds great. Bob Griswold, everybody, readymaderesources.com, and we'll be back after these messages and with Gary Haven. We're going to talk about the release of Amerigeddon on DVD. Can't wait. We'll see you in hour number 2.